Hey everybody, Steve Maxwell back again. Well, this is the third in our series of podcasts, and this podcast will be for December 10th, 2013. And for this podcast, we're going to go back like we did on our second one. We're going to go back to one of the vintage videos that we did in the recent past, and we're going to use the audio track from that to create this podcast. The audio track we're going to use was from a vintage video from October of 2013, and it talked about Ludwig, and we kind of narrowed it into that period of time when Ludwig, right around the time when William F. Ludwig was involved in setting up his business under the initials WFL, which you'll hear explained in the clip, and then also through the period of time, basically through the 60s and into the 70s. We kind of trimmed it down to that period of time, because if we talked about Ludwig in total, we'd be talking about it for hours. So there's about a 6 or 7 minute clip that will follow this introduction. It is about Ludwig and the great vintage drums, primarily in the 50s, 60s, and into the 70s. And we do hope you'll enjoy it. Like with all of our podcasts, we'd like some feedback from you, which you can get to me through vintagedrums@aol.com. That's my email address. vintagedrums@aol.com. You can find us on the web at maxwelldrums.com. Please let us know how you like these podcasts, and I hope you enjoy this audio segment from the October 2013 Ludwig Vintage Videos series that we did. Thanks. Here you go. Hey, everybody. Steve here. We're doing another Vintage Videos segment, and this one is about Ludwig. And if we talked about Ludwig from the beginning, we'd be here for hours, and we can't do that. So we're going to take a little snippet here. We're going to talk about Ludwig from the 50s into the 70s. And in the earlier part of the 50s, you may recall there is a company called Leedy and Ludwig. And that was when the Ludwig Company and the Leedy Company were both owned by C.G. Kahn, a musical instrument manufacturer. Various and sundry issues took place. Ludwig sold his business and his name, basically, to the C.G. Kahn Company. But during the 50s, most of the Leedy and Ludwig stuff, it's more Leedy than it is Ludwig, so we're not going to talk about that. What we're going to talk about starting in the 50s was that actually William F. Ludwig went into business on his own. He couldn't use his own name, but he used his initials. So the WFL drums are the drums that were very popular in the 50s and made by William F. Ludwig under the name WFL. And those are great drums. When you look at what was made during that particular era, those shells were more often mahogany poplar mahogany, a three-ply shell with a very rounded bearing edge for a very full, fat sound. And the mahogany is a soft wood that's going to give you a very warm, rich sound. So the drums coming out of that era that were most collectible today are the drums that are like 9x13, 16x16, 14x22s or 24s, 5.5 or 6.5 inch snares. Very deep, full sound, very rich, very warm. Wonderful, wonderful drums, great drums. Ludwig bought his name back from C.G. Kahn in the late 50s and then started operating the business under the Ludwig name again right around 1960. And in and right around that time is when they switched the shells as well. The shells went to a maple poplar maple configuration, but still with that nice rounded bearing edge. So the maple is a little bit brighter, but still a warm, fat sound. And these are kits that we place on a regular basis, those 50s era kits, but especially those 60s era kits with that maple poplar maple three-ply shell, rounded bearing edge, and of course reinforcement rings. They're wonderful drums. And those are the drums that were at the forefront of rock and roll music, big, fat, full sound. Think about, John Bonham, people who played those drums, Mitch Mitchell with Hendrix, when you think about rock guys. There's a tremendous, tremendous amount of respect for the instruments made during that period of time. The quality was great, and the sound was terrific. So that's the core shell that Ludwig used through that particular point in time. Really nice drums, and especially good sweet spot with that edge is for the larger size drums, 13, 16, 22s, very common combination there. When you went to double toms, 8x12, 9x13, 16x16, 14x22. These days in the vintage market, we got a 13, 16, 22 that's really, really clean. Those things move fast. They move fast because collectors love them, players love them, recording studios love them. They're wonderful drums and they sound fantastic. So move it a little bit further forward. You get toward the later 60s, Ludwig changed from a Keystone badge to the blue and olive badge. And getting into the 70s, they went from a 3-ply shell to a 6-ply shell. And in this case, they changed the shell dramatically. The 6-ply shell was all maple, number one. Number two, no reinforcement rings. And number three, more of a 45-degree bearing edge. So that's very different from the earlier shell, which was 3-ply maple poplar maple with a rounded edge with reinforcement rings. So that 70s shell and that 70s edge made for a brighter sounding drum. So what you had then was, it was logical if you think about it, the advent of rock and roll and everything else that was going on at that point in time, what you had was a need for a brighter sound, a more powerful sound, and a sound that projected more, and that's what that all maple shell with a 45 degree edge would do for you. So if you really think about it, the shell that was in existence in the 60s, that 3-ply shell, maple, poplar maple, reinforcement rings, baseball bat edge, today, if you fast forward to right now, Ludwig makes a legacy shell, and their legacy shell is essentially an exact replica of the 60s era 3-ply shell. Flip it forward again, the 70s shell, which was the 6-ply maple with a 45 degree edge, today Ludwig makes their classic series, and their classic series is basically a reproduction of the 70s shell. So the beautiful part of that is the sound that was so desired in the 60s and 70s is still available today through Ludwig with the legacy and classic maple shells. That's today's version of the same thing. So if you think in terms of that sound, you can get that sound, and it's a terrific sound, basically the same sound as you had before in the 60s and 70s. From a collector's standpoint, there's some wonderful drums out there from the 50s through the 60s into the 70s that you can buy still reasonably priced, although the most pristine kits and the rarest finishes are going to cost a lot more money. But they're wonderful drums, and you really ought to give them, check them out. Find a kit, you'll play them forever and you'll love them. So we're going to do more specific segments on Ludwig, little sections, earlier sections from the 20s and 30s, but we'll take those a step at a time so it doesn't get to be too long. So we hope you enjoy this, and you can check everything out on our website at maxwelldrums.com, and stay tuned for the next version of Vintage Videos will be coming soon. Thanks.